In many areas of Colorado, the price of housing far exceeds what teachers are earning. It's one of the reasons cited for a shortage of about 3,000 teachers statewide. And that's prompted some school districts to get into the housing business. KUNC's education reporter Anne Maria Wadd has more.
Steve Eaton teaches design build at Glenwood Springs High School. It's not shop class. Students do a lot more than working with just wood.
Once we think we have it centered, let's even the concrete out so it's all the same all the way around.
And then we'll the former architect knows firsthand how hard it can be to find a place to rent on a teacher's salary. When he moved to Glenwood Springs last year, the best he could do was an $1,100 a month basement apartment.
I got my first take-home check, paycheck, and I just didn't think that there was a way that I was going to be able to make that happen.
The starting salary in the Roaring Fork School District is about $36,000 a year, while the median home price is over $500,000. So Eaton tackled the problem like an architect. He approached administrators about having his class construct tiny homes that could later be sold to teachers.
We're teaching the kids about how to build a house because everything that we're doing is basically the same as you would be doing for a real house. It's just a little bit smaller in scale. And then as an added bonus, we've got this end product that hopefully people are going to be proud of that can help alleviate the problems that teachers are having.
A 2016 report by the National Housing Conference found that school employees cannot afford to buy a home in most of Colorado's cities. While this is a relatively new problem for Denver, resort communities like Glenwood Springs have been dealing with it for years.
Anybody who comes in to the district is always going to have to face the fact that we're about 125% of the national cost of living.
Paul Freeman is the principal at the high school. Thanks to a voter-approved bond sale in 2015, the district is putting the finishing touches on $15 million worth of rental properties for teachers. He says the units will be filled by a recently opened lottery system.
Basalt will have 17 homes to move into in August. Carbondale will have 20 homes the following year, 2018. Glenwood Springs will have 6 units ready in August 2017 and a further 12 units in the fall.
But that's only 55 properties in a district with more than 400 teachers. The nearby Aspen School District, which has about half as many teachers, has offered subsidized housing for almost 15 years now. That's made it easier to retain teachers, but it's also brought some new responsibilities. Superintendent John Malloy says he never imagined he'd also be a landlord.
It's an added burden when we're thinking about dealing with the education of children and their social emotional well-being. A piece of us are having to focus our resources and time and energy on working around the whole housing challenge.
In addition to building, Malloy says the district is constantly looking to buy up more properties. Only 18% of the district staff lives in their 43 housing units, including Kim Knoll. She's taught English to non-native speakers at Aspen Elementary for 10 years.
I believe that they would encourage us to be in a unit for 5 years and then hopefully be able to move out to something else, move on so that some other employees are able to have the opportunity as well.
While she's certainly grateful to live in Aspen, Knoll has lived in district housing for 4 years, meaning she's keenly aware that her 5-year limit is fast approaching.
I'm looking at other rental opportunities and possibly, you know, go to a roommate situation, but I'm always looking.
You walk in through this back door.
Back in Glenwood Springs, Steve Eaton and I are standing on the back of a flatbed trailer behind the high school. This is the foundation for a future tiny house.
Drilling station right here. On the left-hand side, you'll have the kitchen. On the right-hand side, you'll have
the first batch of teachers will move into rental properties built by the Roaring Fork School District this fall. But Eaton looks at his project as offering something more than just a temporary solution.
You're not getting anything out of it other than a place to live, you know? So I really saw the advantage of this project as giving something to a teacher that they could actually own and it could actually be theirs instead of just a rental.
With a goal of creating one tiny home per year, Eaton knows he can't put a roof over the head of every teacher searching for affordable housing. But he says he wants to at least try to make a tiny difference. For KUNC, I'm Anne Marie Awad.